This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Attorney General Jeff Landry crossed swords with the media at the Baton Rouge Press Club Monday.
I have not in any way ever made any notion that I was trying to grab power. However, that has been a common theme that the media has seems to want to take.
Specifically, he addressed HB 105, the bill giving his department its own separate budget.
Nothing in the bill confers additional power on the Attorney General. This simply gives a constitutional officer the ability to manage his money, with the oversight being the proper oversight, that being the legislature.
Landry said he wasn't the instigator of the bill. Secretary of State Tom Shedler prompted it, but
at the last minute, the secretary decided to withdraw.
Landry says he went ahead because
I believe there's a constitutional problem here. I do not believe that the governor has the constitutional right to control the purse over those statewides. The legislature does.
Yet the state constitution says the powers of government are divided into three separate branches: legislative, executive, and judicial, and that the executive branch shall consist of the governor, lieutenant governor, secretary of state, attorney general, etc. It also says the governor shall be the chief executive officer of the state and shall submit to the legislature an operating budget. We'll have to see what the Senate Finance Committee thinks when they take it up later this week. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, serving the financial needs of LSU and its communities since 1934.